And it used to be that if you had a good cable subscription, you were covered for TV, if both of you wanted to watch it. Now some people are buying Roku boxes, renting movies on Apple TV, and streaming Netflix through their Wii. And the biggest name on the internet has just put its hat into the ring. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on Google TV.
There have been TVs on the market that sort of, well, kind of, connect you to the internet. Nettie Puente, a salesperson at Best Buy in San Francisco, shows off a typical set.
This is the Samsung one. There's going to be a little button on all your remotes. So you hit Internet TV, and it's going to take you straight to your applications.
The key word here is applications. The set has internet connections to Netflix, Yahoo, Pandora, Amazon, but you can't watch all the video you find on the web. That's true of Apple TV and the Roku box, too. That's what makes Google TV different.
We're trying to bring the whole web.
Rishi Chandra is part of the team that developed Google TV.
What Google TV really offers is a way for you to seamlessly access all that great web content that is already out there today that you access on your PC or your mobile phone directly on your television.
To get Google TV, you have to buy a special Sony TV or one of their Blu-ray players or a box built by Logitech. Chandra is using the Logitech box, which comes with a lightweight keyboard that controls the TV.
What you'll see here is I'm going to bring down a search box. Anyone who understands the web understands this notion of being able to type in where you want to go, and we'll help you get there.
Chandra searches for the spoof news site, The Onion.
The Onion actually has a great set of video content online.
Just ahead, the Huffington Post has launched a new print edition featuring articles torn out of other newspapers.
This is The Onion, and you can see I can, you know, as part of the personalization aspect, right, I can actually go and, you know, watch the episodes or the videos that I care about.
And you don't have to sit in your desk chair in front of your computer screen. You can lie on the couch surrounded by your friends and watch it on a big TV. When Quentin DeWolf settles into his couch to watch his Google TV, he says he moves effortlessly between cable and the internet.
50% of the time, it's watching regular plain Jane TV, and I do use its guide to find TV shows. And then 50% of the time, I'm going to sites and watching video on those sites.
DeWolf says it's perfect for him because there is just some programming he can't get through his cable provider.
I'm a strange bird who's into a lot of things that the mainstream American are not. I like things like anime and also European cars and all these things that there are lots of shows about in the rest of the world, but there aren't in this country.
But he isn't ready to turn off his cable connection yet, because there is a lot of regular TV he can't get online. And there's a reason for that. There are a lot of companies with an interest in how you watch the internet on your TV. Cable companies, networks, movie studios, Netflix, Apple, Amazon, the list is long. The minute Google stepped into the TV world, it had a conflict with the major networks. When you are on your computer and you go to the ABC site, you can watch entire episodes of Dancing with the Stars.
So let's wait no more. For the first time this season, let's bring out our brand new stars.
But when you try it with Google TV, ABC has blocked the site. The same is true for NBC and CBS. The problem for the network, says Gartner analyst Andrew Frank, is that they can't make as much money off the web broadcasts. The cable companies pay tens of millions of dollars a year for access.
That's what I think they believe is under threat from this so-called over-the-top model that connected TVs represent.
Frank says Google TV has also got the cable companies worried.
The big fear for cable companies is that consumers are going to start realizing that they can get a lot of this content online for free or pay less, and they're going to start cutting the cord, as they say.
But Frank thinks one thing that might happen is that the cable companies will raise their rates for internet connections as consumers start canceling their cable subscriptions. And Frank thinks, inevitably, they will. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.